nearly 11:47.
I last spoke to this lady when the date was the 12th of the 12th, 12, or the 12s together. It may have escaped your attention that today is another significant date. It's the 11th of the 12th, 13. So we have 11, 12, and 13 all together in a date. What does this mean? Lucky, unlucky, powerful, energy, energizing, what? And how long is it before we'll see another sequential date like this again? Jane Alton is a numerologist. She helps me out on these sort of things. She joins me now. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Malcolm.
Nice to be speaking to you again.
Wonderful.
What does this mean then? 11, 12, 13. Are we in for a day of, well, what are we in for?
Well, very intense energies today. The starting point's an 11, and the sort of mission, the ending point of today is an 11 as well. And 11, if you visualise it, it's like a channel. It's about amazing wisdoms coming through on the two of emotion. We've also got lots of ups and downs. There's a 2, 3, 5 there, which is up with brilliant ideas, down with emotion, and the 1, 2, 3 right in the middle, that's about masculine and feminine energies. So the challenge is about harmony, and it's all about going with the flow. If your plans don't go as you think they should be, it's about sort of let go, trust, stay positive, you know, laughter keeps you healthy, etc. Lots of intense energies. People may feel pulled in different directions. With this wonderful 11, it's about amazing wisdoms coming through on the two of emotion. So you can sometimes hear yourself say things and think, well, where did that come from? Just very powerful energies.
Where do these things come from? How do you know that a number represents a certain thing? And how important are numbers?
Well, we use numbers every day, and to a certain extent they define our lives. You know, how much, you know, our dress size, you know, how much money we've got in the bank, etc. They're very powerful, useful tools, but they're also sacred symbols. A lot of people believe numbers came before words.
Yeah.
They represent energies, cycles within cycles. Everything evolves in cycles. So I do like life maps for people. I do relationship charts. It's understanding the energies represented by the numbers, if you like. It's all about cycles.
So numbers govern our lives.
Very much so, very much so. Well, it's more, they can do, one of the best ways to define a vibration is numbers. And a lot of people believe...
Vibration, what do you mean?
Well, a lot of people believe everything comes down to vibration. With numerology, it's sort of defining how someone vibrates, you know, how, you know, colours, music, everything's vibration, really. And it's just, the theory with numerology is we choose to be born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete what we're here to do. And when when we know what we're here to do, it can explain why certain people are in our world, certain situations keep coming up.
So how important is our birth date?
Oh, very, very important. A huge amount of, basically from a name of birth and a date of birth, there's just so much information comes from that. Life maps and, you know, it's everyone has a unique mission to complete. I'm a twin, so my twin sister's got the same mission as me, but everyone's got like a unique way of completing what they're here to do. We've all got like a unique piece of the puzzle to complete.
Well, I didn't realise I was on a unique mission.
Oh, we all are.
Wait, what's your mission?
Oh my goodness. No, mine's just a six. What? I'm going to say just a six. I mean, it's not just... Yeah, it's not just your mission, it's, you know, from a name at birth and date of birth, there's, you know, how people see you, what your soul urges are, what your motivations are, you know, everyone has like what opens a key for their door, there's your hereditary nama, there's the karmic numbers, there's all sorts of, a huge amount of information comes from a date of birth and a name at birth. So
date, 11, 12, 13, I should feel intense energy.
In intense energy's going.
I'm not feeling any vibration. Something wrong?
No. I mean, we all get caught up with life, but there's a lot of intense energies going on in the background. Quite a lot of emotion, possibly, and words we can't always communicate what we want to with these powerful energies going on. But it's about going with the flow.
I feel a bit of a letdown.
it's still quite early.
Well, yeah, of course. I might vibrate later on in the day.
We're all vibrating the whole time, and we're all totally interrelated. Everyone's got their unique piece of the puzzle to complete.
Okay. Now, so how often do these dates come around? 11, 12, 13? I think it's once in 90 years, or it's 90 years till the next one or something.
Yeah, something like that.
They are rare.
Yes. And of course, I mean, the fact we're in the year 2000 is very special as well. You know, for 1900 years, everyone on this planet had, you know, one dominant one energy, the masculine, aggressive, fiery type energy. now everyone up to 13's got the powerful 2 energy at the front, and in time everyone on the planet will have a powerful 2 energy, which is completely different, which is you know, the feminine energy, the diplomat, the facilitator, the coordinator, subtle energy. So we may witness a whole new leader type of leader emerge. People who wouldn't normally be leaders will become leaders. Things like dates touch everyone's lives, you know, so it's interesting. Massive shifts going on at the moment.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. I'll keep checking, see if I to vibrate.
Enjoy your vibrations.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for your time. Have a good day.
Oh, and you too. There you go.
Thank you.
Are you vibrating? Don't worry, I'm not. But it's the intense energy that this number, this sequence gives us. It's 11, 12, 13. If you're vibrating now, then that's the reason why. Manya from Bampton is on the line. Manya, hello to you.